The stairs creak. The attic floorboards feel like they're about to cave in. Mice scatter among the old order blocks. Once, machines thundered and slammed among the shouts and telephone signals. There were orders being received. There were crates being packed. And then one morning, no more workmen making their way up the hill. No more smoke coming from the chimneys. Motor AB Pythagoras, once the largest industry in the town of Nortelier, was no more. This is what our local newspaper reported back in 1977. The factory, once a hub of activity and vitally important for the local economy, had fallen into a sleeping beauty sleep in the 1960s. A loyal former employee still came round once in a while to answer the old telephone call and send off some spare parts. By the time he died a few years later, however, the factory was nothing more than a forgotten pile of bricks, resting on the memory of bygone days. Then, a new chapter began. The factory site was sold to make way for the demolition crews and new apartment buildings. The local museum paid a visit for documentation purposes, and what they saw before their eyes astounded them. Underneath the cobwebs were motors, machines, spare parts, archives, order blocks, everything intact and untouched. It was as if the workers had gone home one day and just simply never returned. The museum staff wasted no time in making their discovery public. Here was a veritable pearl, a cultural heritage that simply had to be saved. Things started moving. A group of enthusiasts gathered, named themselves the Friends of Pythagoras, and started working. They argued that since Sweden can boast of only a few intact factory sites from olden days, Pythagoras must be preserved as a reminder for an industrial era long gone. Let Pythagoras be a living monument, they said, complete with a genuine factory atmosphere, with the sounds, the dirt, and the smells of machines that still work and wheels that still turn. Their efforts succeeded in the end. In 1990, the Pythagoras Foundation for the Preservation of the Factory as an Industrial Museum was formed, and a year later the factory was proclaimed an official historical monument of Sweden. Repairs and renovation work were carried out all through the 1990s. Today the factory is a working, living museum. Once again the machines thunder and slam, and wheels turn during our guided tours, just as they once did. We hope you enjoyed the tour.